New statements being issued from the Central Economic Work Conference in Beijing saying the current proactive fiscal policies in China need to be more forceful. At the same time, the statement says the fiscal deficit ratio needs to be raised gradually. The statement says prudent monetary policy needs to be more flexible so as to create the appropriate monetary conditions for structural reforms. Meantime, plans are being worked on to reduce property inventories in China and try to stabilize the housing market. This may include helping rural residents settle down in cities and buy properties there. At the same time, a set of policies dealing with industrial overcapacity are also being worked on. The Central Economic Work Conference opened on Friday, during which China's top leaders reviewed the economic work done in China this year, as well as mapped out plans for the coming year. A new draft of the first ever counterterrorism law in China has been tabled for a third reading by China's top legislature. The meeting of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress is set to run for a week. The counterterrorism law is part of the attempt to address terrorism in China, as well as to help maintain world security. As part of the current NPC session, lawmakers are set to review the government's first domestic violence law, as well as legislation surrounding traditional Chinese medicine. This session is also expected to approve the new revisions to the family planning policy, bringing an end to the so-called one-child policy.